Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Game 2 versus the Toronto Blue Jays, who are kind of a little thorn in our side this season. They win yesterday. I don't even know what happened. The bats didn't really do anything. Hap looked okay. Canely blew it, right?
Canely kind of blew it. I mean, we could have used more than three runs, sure.
These games, nothing on the field is the story for me. Like, Glaber's the story. And now Glaber's going to get MRIs right now. And that's a little scary, but he says he's fine and it's all precautionary, and that's a little not scary, but, you know, it's getting scary. But Jake, how are you doing this fine morning?
I'm doing well. The game is an afterthought. It does, you know, it's obviously not fun when you don't win, but it is what it is. Obviously the Joe West call at the end was even worse than the game's taste in my mouth. Just like we're doing stuff like this still in 2019, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, the Glaber thing, I don't know. I mean, it just looked like a rolled ankle. We'll see. You can't assume anything with this Yankees team now.
I thought it looked like a pulled groin. Thought it looked like a rolled ankle.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see what comes out. I think he was just frustrated he couldn't make the play, because if his foot caught there, he throws home and he thinks he could get the runner. So I think just being a young guy, he does the kind of reaction, what the hell. And whenever you see a baseball player on the ground, just get rid of the ball to get rid of the ball. That's always kind of a dramatic feeling. I don't know. We'll see. You can't assume anything. And I don't know. It is what it is at this point. It's just kind of funny, Jim. I mean, we've said, and you know, obviously health is over getting home field advantage, but with the lineup they put out yesterday after clinching and they were using their good bullpen, I mean, I think, you know, yes, health is good, but also winning games and trying to get that home field advantage when it's there, I think they're going to make more of a push for that than we kind of thought initially. So it sucks that you had one of those and you lost it. But otherwise, Happer solid. And it is what it is.
Yeah. It's Glaber's right hamstring.
Hammy, yeah. His foot went to catch and it didn't catch.
Yeah, and then he did like the splits and grabbed his groin on the ground. So I hope it's nothing. What?
We were both off on it.
I said hamstring. I knew what it was.
You said groin.
Well, that's the same area. I mean, that's right there. Inner thigh is where he grabs and reaches. So yeah. I hope it's nothing. It's probably like a grade one and they're going to try and play through it. Is what I would guess. Gary's out there playing today. Edwin's coming back soon. And the lineup today has Stanton in it. Lineup is Gardner's leading off playing center field. Judge is DHing. Didi is hitting third at shortstop. And then Stanton's hitting fourth at left field. Gio Urshela is playing third base. Ford at first base. Clint Frazier in right field. Wade at second base. Higgy catching. And Paxton is on the mound. So my brain kind of goes to DJ gets the day off. Judge is DHing again, so he's more banged up than we would like. He's probably pretty banged up, to be honest. Judge is probably pretty banged up. So make sure that doesn't fucking DH him the rest of the way or something. I don't know. DD needs to get going. Stanton is fourth. Just put Stanton like second or third. Get him at bats. But then he's not even going to do a full game anyway. Like, I'm so weirded out with Stan, because my brain keeps telling me, get him as many at-bats as possible. But they're like, no, we have to go very slow. We can't just throw him nine innings back-to-back right away, because we'll tire him out and stuff. Which makes sense. It's just my brain's like, come on.
and that they need to get him in left field, and it seems like they're going to try to go every other left field in DH. So he'll probably get 3 at-bats, 6-7 innings, something like that, and then pull him. Yeah, and the Judge thing is interesting. I mean, he's obviously banged up. A lot of guys at this point in the season are a little banged up. You wonder if, you know, if he's like, if they said, hey, we want to get you some off days, and he's like, well, I still want to get my at-bats in up there. I still want to work on some things there. Who knows what those conversations are actually like. But, yeah, no LeMahieu, no Voiter would be another one of the big ones today.
Voit looked rough yesterday. Instead of hitting balls hard at someone, he just didn't look good.
Just stopped hitting them.
Wade's going crazy. That was pretty fun. Starting to like Wade, which is crazy.
Yeah, he just needed his opportunity.
My best friend Higgy's back behind the dish, day game after night game, so all that makes sense. Clint Frazier's in right field, I think, because Judge is out. We'll see how he does. Probably bad. It's impressive how often he makes a bad play.
Yeah.
And then, like, he'll make a good play. People are like, see, what about that one? I was like, well, what? Now we're at net zero and we're clapping about that? Like, they're supposed to just make the good plays, guys.
And it's still not net zero because the person makes the other play before that. So net, it's still a loss. You know, you can't celebrate the other ones. Yeah, and it's, I mean, it is what it is. They keep Judge off of his feet for 9 innings, and Clint doesn't really matter. They can keep him out there. Hopefully Paxton's kind of got his plus stuff today. Takes the ball out of a couple of these fielders' hands. But, yeah.
Do you think Maben's got nicked up? Or, like, they're not using Maben as much as I would expect him to be used.
Well, they said what they say? I mean, they said when Maben initially hurt his wrists, I think their quote was just like, well, it's not going to get better. Which, again, doesn't sound like one of those great baseball quotes. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, they still have to mix in some off days for Gardy here and there, which center field has been Maben up to this point. We're wondering if we're going to see Wade out there at any point. But, yeah, off day today, and you'd like to think that maybe they try to get Guardian off day tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, it's another day game, so I'm guessing it'll be sloppy tomorrow. But I've been wrong. They've been playing, like you said, they've been going after it more than I thought.
Well, and I mean, it's a little deceptive. I mean, today's one of the sloppier ones we've seen, and I mean, Ford, Frazier, Wade, Higgy, but, I mean, it's just a good baseball team. That's
one of the best.
That's the story.
Well, we're facing TJ Zook.
Zook.
Who we faced last week up in Toronto. He was going to be the starter. Then they pulled the old switcheroo and said, psych, Wilmer Font is going to open this game. And Judge took Font deep. Then Zook did come in. And in his first inning, he had a 1-2-3 inning. Next up, Wade with the single, DJ with the double, Didi with the single. After Judge walked, they throw up a 3-spot on him quick. Then later on, no, that was all. That's what they did to him. So they roughed him up for 3 runs in 5 innings or something like that. And it was Wade, DJ, who's not in today, Judge walked, and Didi, who did like kind of the damage. So that's kind of cool. Those guys, some of those guys are still in. Wade's seeing a big league pitcher that he's seen already and got a hit off. How often has that happened for him?
I mean, he's this is our chance. And hey, shout out to the Baby Jays. They're I think they're 8-2 in their last 10. I think it's funny, Jim, on Talking Baseball, you were gearing up for these Baby Jays because they do have so much talent all over the field, and it's guys gearing up for next year. I mean, they believe in Jansen. They believe in Tellez. They believe in Biggio, Gurriel, Vladdy, Grichik, Urania to a degree. But, I mean, they have a lot of the young guys there. And now this end of the season, they're putting something together to get Blue Jay fans excited. They went through a really rough stretch mid-August till early September a little bit. But now they're playing some solid baseball. So it's I mean, there's a weird thing in all sports that gets overlooked is that, like, when are you playing teams? You know, if you played these same Blue Jays for the past month, you're playing one of the worst teams in baseball. Right now, 8-2, they're hitting. The Orioles might have sparked their bats a little bit. And all this being said, again, if our bullpen does their normal thing, which they've done pretty much all year, we're saying we won and let's keep the train moving.
Well, yesterday after the and we can talk about some of the bigger stuff from yesterday's game on our recap. But one moment was when we were losing 2-1, and then Wade hits that home run to make it 3-2, and then Hap takes the mound in the sixth. I was like, damn, that really turns Hap's start around. Like, now I'm looking at Hap like, dude, if you finish the sixth, you're through six innings pitched, 2 earned runs in a winning effort. Like, that's really good.
Well, they and he goes out to start the fifth. I mean, he only gets 5.1 2 earned runs. I thought it was kind of funny. They had Ottavino ready, so I thought he was coming in no matter. But they also they went to him in the middle of the inning. And again, Jim, we don't know, like, this time of year, did they come into this game and they were like, hey, let's see Vino come middle of the inning again. I mean, I don't know.
Could have been. Let's see. Paxton versus this Toronto team. He just faced them recently. Let's see. Gurriel Jr. has good numbers off him, and so does Grichuk. Surprise, surprise. Teoscar Hernandez has bad numbers. 3-18 with 10 strikeouts. Oh, shit. 10 strikeouts and 18 at-bats. That's crazy. Good. What to watch for? Teoscar Hernandez striking out.
It's a good one.
Also, my honest what to watch words for the Yankees right now are Stanton and Wade. Stanton, just to see how he looks. Not really interested in results that much. Just to see how he looks. Results would be nice. Wade, because I think he might be on a tear, man. He's playing his way into people's hearts under that September that playoff lineup.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny to see some of the people that have their hand off the pulse a little bit. They're like, yo, this Wade might be playing his way on. And it's like, well, he was on the team. Just kind of by default and injuries a little bit. But, yeah, it would be exciting if he could be an exciting part of the team instead of saying, like, love seeing him run. if that hit tool, man. Sharp stats.
Sharp stats. Stanton, I will say this. There was one at-bat in the last game he played. I think you were here. We were watching it together where it was like 1-2, 0-2. And then I thought, I don't know if I said it to you, I forget if we talked about it, or I just said, like, man, I hope this pitcher doesn't throw that low and away slider and he swings right over it, because that's been his trouble. And it happened. So it was 1-2-3. The third strike was low and away slider. He swung over. And I was like, damn, I hope I don't see that a lot.
Something to watch out for. Yeah, I don't know. His at-bats have been solid so far. He had the big double. He drew a nice walk in his other start. And just think about what we're talking about right now. We're focusing in on one at bat, which is brutal in baseball. I mean, DJ LeMahieu
I'm just saying I don't want to see a lot of that. Like,
oh yeah, me too.
Yeah,
deal.
That's because I'm saying I don't care about the results. I just care about looks. If it's a strike, and I don't care if it strikes out right now that much. But if it's like on that low and away, and that is like the. Every pitcher's doing it with ease, because we've fallen into those traps at times. We're like, with ease, they can do that to them. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's tough because as far as pitching goes back, I mean, that's been a classic out pitch. But in a very honest statement, we haven't seen a ton of that this year, and I'm sure that's been a focus for Marcus Thames, because there was times last year when we were like, wow, Gary Judge and Stan. You just mow those guys down with a low and away slider. And we haven't said that pretty much once this year.
Nope.
It feels like that's been a focus for Marcus Thames, and you see it in a lot of guys' approaches. I mean, the Urshela, when he initially got going, being able to push those balls the other way. Stan, be healthy and really good.
What do you think the bullpen usage is today? Who's coming out behind Paxton?
Bullpen usage. I mean, it almost goes without saying, but every day I think they ideally want to use Slop. Corey Geerin is out. He pitched back to back, right? And Heller threw, I think, a decent amount of bullets. I think
Canley and Heller and Geerin are out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there a chance they go to Canley for the just to redeem himself back to back? But he ended up throwing 28 pitches, so no. So yeah, no Canley, no Heller. Otherwise, let it rip. Yeah.
Yeah, Britton and Chapman are available. So Paxton goes 7, then Britton and Chapman in a close game, or Paxton goes 6 in a blowout. Then you turn it over to Sessa and Chad.
All sorts of bodies.
Sessa and Lasagna. Yeah. Tarpley, mix and match, whatever. All right. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. I got on the board yesterday with my judge pick.
Good pick. Good player.
Good player. And I get to go first today.
Sure.
So let's see, who should I choose? I cannot choose Judge or Gardner. Oh, you know what? Just for the fucking fun of it, Jake, I'm going with Stanton.
Okay. I like that. Good vibes there. I think what I'm going to do, James Jomboy, and I can't pick Clint or Voit. I will be taking Aaron Judge, and that's obvious. And, Jim, I think – I don't know if this is a little bit of an oddball. Actually, no, I don't. I'm going to take Gardy. I'll go Judge and Gardy, 1 and 2. And then I might, depending your homer pick, I might have a late what to watch for.
Okay. Well, my next pick is Ford.
Nice. Thought about 40. It's his first game getting full at bats. He's just been doing that pinch hit stuff. This is going to seem like heaven for him.
What's your what to watch for?
My sneaky what to watch for, Gio Urshela. I think he might catch one today. He, every time that I keep like eyes out for him and I like, oh, he might be sneaking into a little slump. Like his past 3 games, he doesn't have a hit and 9 plate appearances. Every time that I think he starts sneaking into one, he always slaps me across the face. So, Urshela, but I want to take Gardy today just in case they bench him tomorrow.
Okay, cool. Good stuff. What about the over-under? Do you have it in front of you? We were both wrong. Yep. We were both wrong yesterday.
I know. I need the Yankee, waiting for that Yankee 3-run Yabo. Just didn't happen.
Did not happen.
What do we think? Do we think they like leave it at 9?
Yeah, 9.5 would my guess with Paxton going.
Paxton and Zook. Day game at the stadium. Life is a day game.
Gary is hitting in the cage and performing on-field exercises.
Like that a lot.
Yep.
The over-under for Toronto versus the Yankees. It's 10. Wow.
10. I'm going to take the under. I'm a sucker.
Yeah, I'm going under too, man. I think that's free money. Paxton going for 10 in a row too, by the way.
Wow, the old Aaron Small.
The old Small World.
Finish the season 10-0. All right. That's the end of this show. We thank you guys very much. I know if you're watching live, we've had some technical difficulties. I'm going to try and eradicate those soon. Frustrates me just as much as it frustrates you. I apologize. But we will be back tomorrow around the same time, 10:30 in the morning, 11 in the morning, to the pregame show. And then we'll be back tomorrow night to wrap up this series and talk about all the injuries and returns and all that. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to this channel. That helps us. If you're listening on the app, give a rating and a review. That would be nice. All right, Jake, you got any final words?
Say, built Ford tough, man.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.